Blog Talk Radio.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul,
is you living?
We all under attack,
is you different?
I know niggas existing in two prisons, feeling they through living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth?
Put a price on it.
He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner.
Gang got their sights on him,
on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like how my pills said they took the wrong. That's kinda cold
when you think about it.
He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it,
didn't even blink about it.
But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it, really trying to be about it.
Never left his public housing,
which resembles the dormitory
he's trapped in.
So who knew that they was
prepping him back then?
Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, they be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on interstate for visiting. Remember Tony got stabbed,
may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison
dangers.
Doing time with ISIS and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go up 50 times. Same excuse every time, serious nature
of the crime.
I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and not repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salat wa salam wa ala rasulullah mubad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuhi. And salam, peace to you all. Welcome tonight, everyone. Here we are, here we are. That's right, December the 18th, Sunday, Point of Impact. Rocking again, y'all. Direct talk. Wow, we got a lot of content to talk. For all you guys who missed recognition event last night, man, like, it was really, really genuinely, I'm talking about a genuinely satisfying event. And we're gonna talk some about that. Hey, Chris, I love you. How you doing, Mother Queen, sister? How you doing?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah.
Hassan, you a Philly peace, beloved.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah,
assalamu alaikum, brother.
Peace. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Yes, sir, my brother.
Yeah, we had
wonderful,
a brother.
Wonderful, wonderful event last night.
Yeah, we have two of our guests here today, my beloved sister, my brother-in-law, Tamara, and Rick are here with me, and they came down for the event last night. Y'all want to say hello?
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. How are you?
Everyone's well.
Yeah, so, you know, we're in transition, so we're doing the show while we're in transition. Oh, man. I just want to first and foremost thank all of the recipients of the event last night, all of them for their beautiful presence and all the support that they showed to Community United Focus, and not just Community United Focus, but Freedom Over Everything. We were so grateful.
Yes.
The fundraiser definitely allowed us to raise the funds necessary for acquisition of the things that we're trying to put into play. Thank you all so very much. You guys don't really understand how much this meant to us, and I think I speak very well to say that we were very, very grateful. Hassan, you know, I know, and Krista, I know you guys, I just want to say again, are a blessed team and family to have supporting me and working with me side by side. It was a fabulous night. I'm just grateful. Krista, so let's get to it. Like, what was one of the most enjoyable moments for you of the night?
You know, the order of the show was Olu was supposed to perform first, but the fact that Brother Olu performed at the last, it just sealed the deal on everything that went on throughout the night. It's kind of like it went in its divine order, you know.
Right.
We tied it all together. Everything worked out the way it was supposed to work out.
That's right.
I felt like him closing with that song was really bind everything together and piece the whole show together. So that was what, you know, and Brother Robinson said, like, he was taking the words right out of my mouth. So when it was time for me to say anything, I was like, up there. You know, it was nothing else that I needed to say, because all the guys who stood up and said anything, you know, was really hitting the mark. So the only thing I could say was shame on anybody who ever meant us harm as a people, who didn't do us justice, who don't want us to see peace, who don't want to give us our reparation, who don't want to, you know, just shame on them for not even wanting a relationship with us. Because we are so talented and so giving and so understanding and so caring in nature.
Right.
So the only thing I can say, the pain and the mental distress that was bestowed upon you all, and to come home and still want to give your all to a society, to a people who did not do the same for you, shame on them for not wanting a relationship with us from the beginning. So that's my take on the whole thing.
Wow. That's beautiful. And, you know, Alton Robinson, guys, when I asked him to speak, and when I asked him and invited him out to speak, you know, he was a little hesitant, and he's like, well, what's the topic? And you know, it's profound, but the impact that I knew he would bring was exactly why, because he's very honest. This guy with people out here, if you don't know of him in Norfolk area, you need to find out. His name is Alton Robinson. And this guy, he speaks to the issues of the black community here in Norfolk, to the general, to the council, the board of, what do you call that, the council, you know, the councilmen and women over Norfolk. So he's he was a fabulous guy to lead. There were so many fantastic points. How about for you, Hassan?
The entire night, honestly, but to see all of our comrades there, all of our brothers who were with behind the walls, you know, honestly, we exemplified the type of unity that we should have, honestly. And it was many people with different walks of faith and life, many different ethnicities in the building. It was a wonderful and beautiful event in its entirety, man. I couldn't pick one thing out of it to say that it was something that I found to be more endearing than anything else. The entire program was magnificent. Anybody who did not have an opportunity to be there, you know, I know it's a post on Facebook. We're gonna most definitely get it out there to everyone. We're gonna push the entire thing. I talked to Nick, who's gonna be on the line tonight as well, because of course there's a lot of guys that want to call in and talk. So let's get to it, right?
Okay. And for everybody that's on the line listening, if you would like to comment on last night's event, please feel free by pressing 1 so that we can get your comments and get your positive feedback. But before we begin, I'm going to ask, so Nikki, what was maybe a point of impact for you last night?
I thought the entire event was put together really well. You know, I didn't know what it was going to be about before we got there, so it was a really good event. I think one of the things that really stood out to me was the love and the respect that you all showed for each other. You know, I was telling Rick, I can't even begin to imagine what it's like to be in a situation where, you know, 24/7, you had each other to really lean on and to help push you and to get you through each day. And, you know, one day it might be one brother that needed it, and then another day it would be another one. And then you all come home after 11, 15, 25, 35 years, and you still have that same thing. You know, I think that was one of the things that stood out for me the most. And it was just something that we don't see generally.
Right.
Just amongst people who haven't done time.
Right.
You just don't
right.
see it.
Yeah.
And that's something that I'm used to from back when I grew up in Canada. You know, that respect and love and having each other's back no matter what. It was a real feeling
in the room. And Rick, how about you, brother? What was the impact for you in that night?
I'm gonna mirror what Tomorrow said. But first of all, I would like to say, man, I'm proud of you. Like I always said, you know, well done. I can't say it enough, man. You know, and your team, the team around you, you know, you can only be as good as the people that you choose to be around.
That's right.
You know, I think that's it shows who you are. But my mother used to always say, "Show me your friends, and I will tell you who you are."
Yeah.
You know. You know, but like what Tomorrow was saying, that it's the love, you know, it's tangible. You know, all of those comrades, educated men, self-educated men, you know, added value to a situation that needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
You know, you got all of these great men, you know, and women. In one room, you know, things are bound to happen.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's imperative to get these things going. You know, we can talk about these things, but it will be best to get these things going.
Okay.
You know, that's basically my biggest takeaway. And thank you for inviting us.
Well, I'm so grateful because, guys, that was the first time my sister able to attend an event that I've had since I've been home. So it was definitely something beautiful for me. At this point, I want to just say to a few people, I want to give a special shout out before we even get any further to the security team, Brother Fonzo Minhag and Brother Jay. You know, the security
was
impeccably, it was like, I mean, upper salon, like, Listen,
yeah, you felt safe.
Listen,
you,
you would have. I thought I was the president for a minute. Like, I'm talking about you knew you were. Yeah, you knew you were safe, and I'm telling you, I feel like I had the Army, Navy, and Air Force, you know, at any moment to if anything, if I needed to call, you know, Fonzo and Brother Jay, they did a fabulous job of keeping our not only us safe inside, but our property safe and secure outside. It was fabulous work.
Yeah.
You know, hats off to them, brother. And I want to I want everyone to please understand that there were two people who really, really, really did an outstanding job to make that night elegance for you. And that was Victoria Spain and Dr. Beverly Sims. They,
mm-hmm.
I mean, they did an extraordinary job on the venue. So that when we walked into that venue, we felt like we were walking into a palace, you know. And it was very, very well put together. And I'm very grateful for them and everything that they did. And of course, Mr. Maceo, Impact Virginia, thank them. The food, oh my goodness, the food was delicious. The food was delicious. They prepared and the food was delicious. The food was delicious. And, of course, Sunshine. Sunshine was impeccably on point. She was a beautiful, mistress of ceremony last night. She was a great host. And, of course, our DJ, Brother Justin, man, the vibe was all night long. But we got a few people online here. Jay, you want to go ahead and bring somebody in?
Who is this?
It's Deuce. Can you hear me? Oh, Deuce, peace, beloved. Whatever you got.
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
Huh?
I'm good, beloved. You got something in the background on?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm with family, man. We actually in the car, but I wanted to make sure I tuned in to this because I really appreciate what y'all did last night, man. That was one of the highlights of my freedom, man.
Oh, thank you, brother. Thank you. What impacted you the most in last night's
event? I think it was just the collectivity of it. I really think it was a brilliant idea. I think it gives an opportunity for various organizations to build camaraderie. And recognition is powerful, bro. It's powerful to look at somebody and say, man, I see what you're doing and I appreciate you. So when you do those kind of things, you really invigorate the struggle. You know, you make people feel like their work is worth it. And so that's why I was so impressed by the idea. I was so impressed by the venue, what you guys put together. I was humbled by it. You know what I mean? We will be copying you.
Hold on. Hey, Mother Chris. What did you hear?
What did
you guys
say to that? What did he say?
I said we will be copying you.
We're going to do something like y'all doing it. I mean, I was so impressed. It's like I got to figure out a way to do something similar, man. You inspired us.
That's what we do. We're trendsetters. We already know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I tip my hat for that, though. That's exactly what I'm speaking to. That's definitely a trendsetting move. We are pressed right now in this particular struggle. We pressed right now to become creative. A lot of this stuff is being cliche.
Where you,
The streets get everything from formerly incarcerated or incarcerated men. That's what
certainly.
The streets do. They most definitely mimic and copy, right. Or they try to anyway. So
yep.
It's only natural that we do the same. Like, I don't feel no way about it, you know, but just note that we, you know, make sure you make it known that we did it first. No, I was joking.
No, but actually you're right, though. Actually, you're right, though. Like, there's always some truth in justice. Acknowledgement is just the way y'all just dedicated a night to acknowledging others. That's the same kind of acknowledgement you deserve in return. And, I think we all need that appreciation for one another, man, because it's different when it comes from your peers. When somebody that's in it with you say, man, you doing your thing, it hits different, man. You know what I'm saying? Because
they
understand all of the challenges that you're dealing with, and you still managing to make this stuff happen. So, like I said, man, I was more than impressed. I really enjoyed myself. It was something I get to show off to my daughter. My daughter was really proud. You know, my siblings. So, like, yeah, man, come on, man. I love that, man. Y'all really did just. And Hassan killed it, by the way. Hassan killed it.
Man.
Listen, bro.
Man,
listen.
Brother.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Brother.
Like, the energy that was given in the acapella performance, man, like, that was
right.
Dope, man. I really enjoyed that, man. And I do agree that the sister, the MC, Sunshine, so cool,
yeah.
So beautiful.
Yeah.
So classy.
Yeah.
Great MC.
Yeah.
Great MC. It was dope.
Yeah, no.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, that's my
man.
Daughter. Thank you. She's a product of the pop. You know, she do a thing. But she's really a beautiful person. I was gracious and grateful that she, you know, accepted the role of you know, emceeing the night, and because you know, one that she's partner in that venue, and she was
mm-hmm.
the one who, you know, she suggested to me that I should bring that to her venue, you know, and I was like, really? And she was like, yeah, you know, that's something you should bring here. We'll take care of you. We got you, you know, and you know, it was a wonderful thing. Go ahead, Deuce. Deuce, Rick want to say something to you.
Hey, Deuce.
Yes, sir.
Man, I love your music, man. I love your I love what you're talking about, man. You know?
Oh, man.
Yeah,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah, that means
love
a lot, man. Word, that means a lot, man.
Look.
Yeah.
Look, you know, I have a clothing company. I would like to throw you a few pieces. You know, I'll get your information later, all right?
Man, that sounds good, man. I love to do that, man. And you know what's funny? I be telling brothers, like, man, whenever I go on the stage, man, it's an opportunity for somebody to show whatever brand they got, because I want to wear a black brand.
Yeah.
I want to wear, and I tell most of my returning citizens who got clothing lines, especially good clothing lines, that let me put that on, man. Let me advertise that. Let me talk about that, man. You know what I'm saying? Let me wear that on the show. I do the podcast every week. I can wear it on the
real.
Show. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
I got you.
Yeah,
just I'll get your information. I don't want to take, you know, too much of this time for that, but you know, yeah, we'll talk about it, man.
Jay, do we got anybody else to call in that we can bring in on the line that wants to comment on last? Anybody else?
Not at this time. They have to press one. They want to go live.
If anybody's listening that would like to speak, please press one. And we would love to have your comments and join us on the show tonight, okay? This night is for all of us. It's not for anybody specific. We're all here to express genuine love and appreciation, most importantly, giving our praise and glorification to God and appreciating one another. So, Deuce.
Yeah.
Hey, Deuce, hold on, we got somebody. Hello?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, who's speaking? Hello? Oh, we lost? Hello?
Yeah. We lost.
Okay. Hello?
and come back.
Well,
are you there?
Yeah, Pete. Can y'all hear me?
Pete. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Who's calling?
Yeah, Pete. Yeah, this is Brother Waheed Shabazz Allah. And I'm
okay.
Tuning in. I don't know the event from last night, but I know my good brother Hassan. I'm sure you
okay.
did your thing last night, brother. And I just wanted to introduce myself. It's my first time calling in, but I got a lot of history with the brother Hassan.
Okay.
So I'm just tuning in, listening, seeing what y'all got going on.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Oh man,
thank you. Welcome.
Hey.
Welcome, Waheed.
Yo,
it's a pleasure to meet you, brother.
Hey, Minhaj, that's my
yeah.
brother right there. Yeah, man.
Okay.
Hey, look, listen, man. Man, that brother showed up for me in some times where it was so hard, man. Listen, he came to Augusta twice.
Wow.
During Black History Month, man, and spoke to the population
oh.
there, right? And we
wow.
had an opportunity
okay.
to spend all day together. Yeah, man, and that's our history. We go way back, all the way back.
Well,
And so,
well,
we gotta get you on the show
to speak to the issues of criminal justice and the necessary need of conforming. I like what Elton said, and I'm going to work on that narrative because. Conformance is what we need, and I think it is imperative that we recognize the understanding and comprehension that every time we ask these people to reform, they're only reform. We're still asking to be enslaved. You know what I'm saying? And him bringing that to point last night was something that I thought was amazing. You know what I'm saying? And it was,
mm-hmm.
and for me, it brought
mm-hmm.
clarity. It brought clarity
well
to what we really
said. Well said.
Yeah. It brought clarity to me that, you know, we definitely need to understand what we're asking for and what we need to be demanding. You understand what I'm saying? And, yeah, because, you know, one of the things, and you guys know when I speak at open events, I always try to remind people that first and foremost, there's a system that's being applied here in what we call the criminal justice system here, which being applied is called debt peonage, okay? And a lot of brothers and sisters don't understand that this is a system of enslavement that they keep us on, and the debt peonage is something that your debt is never unpaid. This is why when brothers get out of prison from doing their time, they're still struggling with going to parole. Now they got parole, they got probation, they got restitution fines, jobs. All of these things, they can't get. Okay, somebody got a big guy in there. They can't get themselves on order because when they go for a job, they're a felon. So you never pay. You're never paying for your crime. You're constantly being again penalized or punished for something that you did years and years ago. But yet you serve time in prison. So last night was a message that I received well. And thank you, Brother Wyatt. We got to get you on and we got to hear from you, brother. Okay.
Yeah, without a doubt,
hey.
Without a doubt, man.
Hey.
I'm real big on this whole thing, this whole piece of barrier crimes and collateral consequences that are affecting so many people, such as myself. I'm in the mental health field, and I was faced
okay.
with a whole lot of barriers as far as, you know, they holding a nonviolent felony against me from like, I think it was 31 years ago.
Wow.
It's ridiculous, you know, ridiculous. But, you know, I've been able to overcome some obstacles, and so I'm always willing to reach back out and continue fighting for our people and for the underserved and underrepresented population. So, you know, I'm here. Hassan knows how to get in touch with me. So, you know, the fight goes on, man.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It's very interesting that you mentioned that. My wife right now, tomorrow. You know, we have a nonprofit organization. And our you want to talk a little bit
about it?
And what you just said was very interesting, because we're trying to lobby right now for more people entering that space, the mental health space, that may not have the certificates or the education or the credentials to be a mental health specialist or a therapist.
Nick, you want to speak more to that?
Talk about it. Yeah.
Well, just to piggyback off of what you're already saying, one of the things that we're trying to do in Delaware, so far not too many people are listening, but we recognize that there's not a whole lot of specifically black therapists
mm-hmm.
who are there to support our youth and families. And one of the problems that we're coming across is that a lot of the times it's more difficult because you have to have people that have the licenses. And, yes, those things are very good to have. However, we do have people, such as a lot of the people that we met last night, who can make a big difference in the communities, who don't have degrees, you know. They just have a whole lot of life experience. And they have a lot of information
mm-hmm.
they can share, but we're unable to utilize those people without being able to get paid. You know, of course, people have to get paid.
Right.
Bills have to get paid.
Right.
So it makes it a little more difficult for us to do the things that we need to do for our community.
Yeah.
Most definitely. So the way to go is definitely with your nonprofit. That's the right way to go, because but it's going to be contingent upon grants, which I'm sure that you know, because you're right.
We have a couple that are helping us make sure that we can give therapy to youth and families. But it is a struggle because the grants have to keep coming, and when they stop,
exactly,
then those free services also stop.
Yeah, we just broke our second office, you know, in Delaware, you know, so it's going pretty good.
Good.
This is a topic I would love for us to revisit. We're going to set up I would love for you to have you come on, brother, and we can talk more about the needs of the health, mental health arena for our people and solidifying that in our communities. And I'd love for you to be the guest to come on and spearhead that conversation, okay?
Yeah, great conversation. Very necessary for us to get psychologically sound, you know?
Last night you performed an a cappella piece, two pieces, one which I requested.
Nice.
I really want you to kind of tell the people, like, first and foremost, if you can you give us just a segment of maybe the first verse of Touch the Sky?
Well, the first verse of Touch the Sky, really, I did it in the reverse order last night, and people didn't know that I wanted to see how the response was going to be. But the first verse, actually, it says, if you think you know what it's like to walk in my shoes, but if you step inside of one, it'll feel like a room. And you can move around in that and then pick up a broom and try to sweep the dirt I've been through, and you'll get consumed, right? And so, like, that's how the first couple of bars of that song goes. And I think that I wanted it to relate to how a lot of people don't really understand the struggle that we go through, the struggle that we've been through, the struggle that we perceive to have. And so mm-hmm. I wanted to kind of relate that in that aspect of Touch the Sky. And, you know, really, I hope it came across well like that.
It really did.
And that, you know, that was one of the reasons why that song, not only because I want to get a feature on that song, but that song really touched a space in me, because so many people feel like, because they've, you know, because they've fallen back in life, like they feel like they can't accomplish what they would like to accomplish in life. And I feel like we got to, you know, there's going to come a time where you're going to realize that, hey, it's not too late for you to touch the sky, man. You got to keep reaching for whatever it is you strive for. And no matter what the struggle is, no matter what adversity, no matter what trials or things that come your way, you have to keep striving. You know, and we talked, that was one of the things that when I was speaking, I brought out, and the reason why I brought out about the fact that I know I'm suffering from post-traumatic stress. You understand what I'm saying? Because I know what it feels like now, and I understand through my education, through the experience of me falling into this depression and how I have to lift myself up. You understand? And I utilize the people and the tools around me to keep me afloat, you know, and keep me treading water, you know, when the water gets too deep. You know what I'm saying?
And so,
come on, sis.
I was going to say, and how mad is Satan that every time you get back up, how mad is he every time you wake up in the morning? How mad is he every time he sees that you succeeded, you know, another obstacle of you or whatever goal you set for yourself, you overcome? How mad is he? You just got to stay in the fight.
And last night, I saw, and I was amongst people who, for me, I was amongst a bunch of heroes. You know what I'm saying? And these were people who I walked the yards with, I walked the child with, I walked to the gym with, I would walk the halls of DOC, of education,
D-C-E.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, DCE, you know, these
That's
were
right.
guys who, you know, we, there were times we had to survive in there, you know what I'm saying? We had to, and when I say survive, I'm talking about we had to handle our business, you know what I'm saying? There were guys in there who literally, like, helped me to come home to my family, you know, you hear in the Marines, they say, we ain't leaving no one behind. Listen, that's exactly how I felt with Shaquille Ali and Paul Teller and Brother Willie, you know, Willie X Brown, and you know what I'm saying? All these brothers, Prince Bun, Raul Kennedy, you know, Ralph Walker, Abdul Hakim, you know, all these people who contributed to my well-being, man, you know, and being in the presence of, and like Yaya, you know, being in the presence of all of
bro.
You last night, you know, but I gotta be, I'm going to share everybody what was the most impactful moment of the night for me. Because the whole night was impactful for me. But the most impactful moment, well, there was actually two situations. The most impactful point was one when my sister walked through the door. That was when my sister, when I seen my sister walk through the door, it was most impactful to me. And what a lot of people didn't know, we were also celebrating that night my 2 years of being home from prison. So for me was, you know, me having that opportunity. Yeah, because I felt like I was walking out of the gates again and seeing the one person that I knew, you know, who fought, you know, toe-to-toe with my sister, you know. Then the second most impactful point of the night for me was this. I said yesterday that nobody's ever given me anything. But what I meant, I didn't mean that literally.
Right.
You know.
Right.
What I meant was, like, no one has ever honored me with anything. You know, I've never received an honorary award or anything like that.
Right.
When you guys had me to sit still just for a minute on that stage, and you presented me with that portrait
man.
From your father.
Yes.
I'm dead serious.
Yes, sir.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
That presentation,
yeah,
from you and Krista,
yeah,
to
yeah.
know that you guys thought about me like that, when all I wanted to do for that night was to make that night fabulous for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's all I
yeah.
thought about, was making that night fabulous for you guys,
yeah.
because you guys are, you know, the people that returned to me in that manner was like the most impactful part of my whole night.
And that picture, the picture is the artwork, the art is very relevant,
right,
to the cause.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful,
yeah.
man. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Brother, for me to have my parents there, shout out to mom and pop.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
My father, Edward Sidner, my mother, Cynthia Sidner,
yes.
You know, Pop Shaheed and Mother Khadijah.
Yes.
Are some of the most beautiful people on this planet, man. And when I said that I was a child of love, I really meant that.
Yes.
You know, I think that people don't know this, but I just wanted to share that, you know, my mother and father got a divorce and was separate for 20 years.
Wow.
And at the end of that, while I was incarcerated, I used to call my father, and I couldn't get through to my mother, so he would three-way her. And then at the end of that conversation, when I would drop off the phone, they would keep talking to each other. And that went on for about
right.
3 years. And they fell back in love with one another. And now we can't separate.
Wow. Very good.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
You know, so to give that to you, and my father left at the opportunity. He said, "Oh man, yeah, I most definitely want the brother to have."
Wow.
You know, it really spoke volumes to me about the people that I have around me, man, and the love that we share, and to be able to share that with you is most deserving, my brother. We love you, right? And you know that we got you through it all. Believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, brother. And you know, like I said, that was the most impactful part of the night for me, really. Those two situations.
My girls, you know, they. After the night was over, I asked them, I said, how did you feel about the night? They was like, well, I was just telling them because they're always pulling me and saying, you always out or you always doing for somebody else. You think you superwoman. You think you got a cape on your back. And then I guess they saw firsthand all the love in the room, you know, from all of you towards me. And they said, okay, Mom, forgive us. We see now why you do what you do, because they depend on you just like, or they love you just as much as we do. And my daughter got teary-eyed, and she said, well, I guess we're going to have to share you.
Beautiful.
She said, because Malau, he meant he was going, he told me three times, I'm your uncle. Call me if you need me.
Right.
That's
right.
And you know, they don't realize that I meant every word I was saying.
Right. And I told him, I said, if y'all don't call him, he gonna feel some type of way. So y'all gonna need to call him.
And let me tell you something. You have four beautiful, beautiful women. Young ladies, yes, I am so, listen, man, three beautiful, you know, you guys, people don't understand, like, when we sit on this talk show and we celebrate Krista, and we honor her, because, this is not praising her, you know, because, like, you know, giving over praising her. This is a woman who takes on a lot. And And not that she needs us to validate her, but she does need us to support her in the factors of the strength that she extends to all of us. You know, because this woman has her own life to live too. You know, she has people who are outside of us who are depending on her. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of times people, you know, get discombobulated and feel like, man, well, you know, y'all keep saying, like, you know. No, she's the matriarch of this family. You understand? Of this, she's the matriarch of this family. And she holds us down. She holds us down. She holds us accountable, and she holds us up and refuses us to let us go down. We have to support her in the same manner. And too often, we as black men, we don't give that incentive to the women who are surrounded by us. This is why I don't care what anybody says. My wife, ain't no day and time in the world Tina ain't going to know that she is the anchor, the neck that keeps my head up. You understand what I'm saying? And we have to continue as black men, man, to, you know, continue to salute our women, man. You know, in every aspect, man. We have to continue to salute them. Ain't no such thing as, man, you know, the master, the Prophet Muhammad, in the narration, he said, at the feet of your mother is the key to Jannah, paradise. It ain't a black man, ain't a man on this earth that don't have a mother.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Every woman on this earth, even if she hasn't mothered, even if she hasn't mothered a child from her womb, she is a mother in some way, form, or fashion.
Indeed.
That's right.
Indeed.
You see what I'm saying?
Indeed.
So,
but,
you know, the night was...
I'm also a woman without a male in the household,
right?
So I surround my girls with men who are productive and who are stable. And people fear incarcerated men, but I always say with the right man and with the right attitude and with the right foundation, I trust you all with my life. And people to be around incarcerated men, I said, you better get you one. Because
that's what you call tried and tested.
Right.
Hey,
right.
Very good.
Hey,
right.
You know what's crazy? You know what's crazy, yo?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I love the fact that we are so genuine. You know, people people might meet us on radio, but when they meet us in person, they realize, well, dang, you just like, you know what I'm saying? You are on the radio, you know.
And
I was so appreciative. I was so appreciative when Shaquille Ali told everybody, if you know Minhaj, then you know he's emotional. You know what I'm saying? Because people on the show, you know what I'm saying? When they come on the show, they hear the emotion or they hear the tears and they don't realize that this is just who I am. And you know, this is who I've been all my life. But don't let them tears fool you. There's strength there. There's strength in those tears.
Right.
You understand? And you know, it's amazing just to see you guys, what you guys did yesterday. Was beautiful. I got to tell everybody, we had Congressman Bobby Scott came through. He came through.
Yeah.
And he immediately wanted to take a picture. I had to run over there. I was like, what's going on? I see Bobby Scott run over there. And at first he didn't recognize. Then he said, oh, yeah, that's right. I'm sorry. He said, yeah, you know, I don't know you called. I told you I wasn't going to make it, but I wanted to come through, just show my face to you guys and keep it, you know. And then we had another, you remember John Page, JP, who was on the show. He came through, who was now the elected councilman of, I think, the 4th Ward over there in Norfolk. He came through last
night.
Along, you know, like I said, it was a monumental night of a beautiful, beautiful monumental night. I was so impressed with Deuce's performance. But
indeed, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Man, and I ain't in front. I was a little agitated when Ulu disappeared. I was like, man, Lola, what in the world is going on? But you know, yeah, he had went to the bathroom. And but when we had him perform at the end of that show, it was like, yo,
yeah,
we planned
perfect.
For the Lord's best plan. Yeah, but what up?
Yeah.
Let's see.
Right.
Do we have anybody else who want to speak? Jay Sean, anybody else call in?
0921 nope. Live. 0921.
Peace. Hello?
Hello?
Peace. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Who are we speaking to? Yeah.
Nick.
This is Manhattan.
Nick Taylor.
It's Nick. Okay, Nick.
Nick.
Hey, everybody who doesn't know, Nick is officially the photographer, professional photographer for Point of Impact, Community United Focus, and Freedom Over Everything. He's and the Defenders of Justice. And, I mean, this guy is amazing. He's amazing. And so, Nick, what was most impactful for you, being that you were seeing everything from a bird's eye view, from your camera and from your lenses? What did you share with us, brother? You know, what you observed, the vibe that you got, and share with the audience, if you don't mind.
Well, first and foremost, thanks for creating this platform for us to speak. And, man, such an impactful night. I have my father spent most of my life in behind bars. And, you know, him being in the West Coast and me being on the East Coast, I have had a very small interaction with him, even as an adult. So I got to be honest. One of the most impactful moments was you went on a little tangent, and man, that whole monologue you dropped was really hit home. And it's funny because I'm actually editing video. I'm actually editing the photos and looking over some of the raw footage that I got. And man, that moment you said, you know, it affects the mothers and the fathers.
Yeah.
That really hit home for me. You know, being the son of a man that was incarcerated for, you know, a long time. So
right.
We all was talking about how it impacts not just the one behind bars, but the family also does time. That really hit home for me. You know,
right.
So, and then just all that, you know, just to think about all that collective time in that one room.
Right.
We don't really stop and think about the significance of how minuscule the time that we have here on Earth is. So just to think about what y'all had dealt with in that time is crazy, very extreme.
Yeah.
It makes one that is out here, you know, get to breathe the fresh air and do things and have a business and take pictures, and you know, it really makes me wanna buckle down and be like, all right, cool, let's, you know, this is real.
Right.
So
that's right.
It lit a fire. It definitely lit a fire. Hearing all y'all speak, the performances was phenomenal. The brother that rapped, phenomenal. Hassan, you already know. I almost teared up. I had to hold a little tear. Wait. You know what I'm saying? So somebody cut onions up in here, so I had to, I was like, dang. You know, so
okay.
And then Ulu at the end, it was really great, man. That was great, beautiful energy to send us off in. I finally got a taste of that food at the end. So that was great, man. I really can tell the time that y'all took to put everything together. A person like me, you know, it's my job to look at the details and to be observant.
Right.
Of my surroundings, so I like to capture everything, kind of be the fly on the wall, if you will. So, man, you got so much energy, brother, and what I was really excited about was to see all of y'all on the other side together.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
That was for me to see that for the first time, that's because I've seen some of y'all individually in different events and stuff with my sister Krista. So, then, but to see y'all on the other side together, and now it's like, okay, let's get to work. That same energy that we had getting out, let's apply it here and apply it with pressure.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
So
right.
I'm excited
right.
to for the future.
Yes, sir.
I'm just a vessel. I'm passionate about being behind the camera. I think media is even in this day and time, I think it's very powerful. I think it's been used against our people for far too long, and I think it's time that we kind of, you know, we put it in reverse and start deprogramming what's been programmed in our systems for so long. So I'm here and thanks for inviting me to speak a little bit.
If I could just say I'm so honored that you have, you know most people are always looking for monetary gain, you know, they're always but it really touched my heart, brother, that you came on board as to be our media specialist. And look, bro, you family. You family now. You team. And I'm gonna tell you something that I felt genuine immediately once I met this young man. I felt the love of respect from him the minute I met him. It was instant. It was like it was a natural. I can feel like his energy was like, look, I'm here for you, bro. I got you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm talking about instantly. When he shook my hand, he looked me right in the eye, and he was like, hey, man, I'm so happy to finally see the face behind the voice. And that's what he said to me. And I can feel, I felt right, like it was a genuine, like, I vibe. Like, the energy just came to me, like, you know, and he was, and I don't know, like, we were mind to tech mind, and it was like, I could, like, this dude was letting me know, like, I got you, you know, we're going to document this, and we're going to show this to the world. And, you know, we do have a mission ahead of us. And you have my word that anything that Community Night of Focus can do to support whatever you're doing, we're going to support you. Anything that Point of Impact can do to support whatever you're doing, we're going to support you. And thank you.
Right.
Thank you so much, brother.
Right.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate
yeah.
all that.
Yeah.
I do want to give a quick shout out to my big sis, Krista. Without her, I wouldn't even be on this phone, on this podcast. So I love you, and I truly appreciate every second that you've been there for me, brother Hassan. Since I was introduced to you, you've been a big bro. So salute to both of y'all as well. And love you guys. And same back to you, man. Let me know, anybody in this circle, you know, I do videos and photos. Let me know if you got any questions. We plan on bringing an educational component to FOE where we're teaching people that are coming home, teaching them digital photography and videography. We're working on trying to build that up and give them something that no one can take away from them. So thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, ladies and guys, we got a full house tonight. We got the pilgrim family, well, dynasty, because they ain't even told, Rick, you want to share what the major project is you're doing right now?
Oh, God, this guy loves to put people on the spot.
Listen,
the gentleman who just spoke, I like what you're talking. Yes, I am a fashion designer, and what you said was a mouthful. You know, we have a job to do in regards to reversing the perception of who we are globally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this war of propaganda that was played through magazines, radio, or not radio, TV, you know, we have an opportunity, you know, to learn that craft, you know, and shed a better light of who we are, you know, in magazines, you know, show who we are, you know, and the only way that can be done is through editorial, you know, video, you know, so, you know, perfect. Just a brief thing of what we're doing in St. Martin. My family inherited some land 400 years ago. My great-great-grandfather, Anthony LaVace, he was an enslaved man who, long story short, and he was a bookkeeper for his enslaver, you know, and he, when the emancipation came, he was able to purchase the land off of his enslaver. Here we are today, and we're utilizing Anthony LaVace, which is my great-great-great-grandfather, am I correct? And we're doing a huge project called 15 acres of land in St. Martin, which would encompass small units for individuals, locals, to start their own venture. Because St. Martin is the biggest part of their GDP is tourism and not enterprising, I think it would be remiss of us not to utilize this land to cultivate entrepreneurship on the island.
Right.
You know, and at full scale phase four, we'll be doing accommodations and things like that. So that's a big project.
Wow.
And this is what we're doing on the island. Yeah. Yep.
So
oh, man.
Here we go. We've got a lot going on, and then of course we have the great Hassan putting great work in with all kinds of stuff going on. And of course, we have Krista with FOE, Freedom Over Everything, and the brothers. My love goes out to OJ Nadir. Assalamu alaikum, rahmatullahi barakatuh, brother.
Indeed.
I love you. I miss you, brother. KD, you know we miss you, brothers. We're out here, boots on the ground for you. With that, we're going to say our good night and our goodbye. Brother Jay Sean, you want to say anything?
Man, just another positive show, man. I'm glad the event was positive, you know. And everybody just keep doing what they're doing. It's a positive movement.
Yes, it is. Mother Chrissy, you want to give you a good night to the people?
Yeah, so I just want to say, you know, for everybody that came out last night and enjoyed themselves, and, you know, this is what we have to continue to do because we can't have a moment. This is actually a movement in the right direction, and I can just hear just from the conversation alone that we got work to do, so much work to do.
Yeah.
Well, much work to be done. Much more love to be spread. I think we got enough to get the job done. I'm all about action. Everybody knows that about me. Whatever I say, I do, and whatever I do, you know, I say. That's how it is for me. And so one thing I wanted to make sure we do, shout out to Jada and Joy for manning the door last night too. We called upon them at the very last moment. And they were willing to sacrifice a little bit of time to be up there at the front desk. So we really appreciate that. That's Krista's daughters. Yes, believe that. Believe that.
Yeah.
Wonderful women. So we want to thank them. Those are my final remarks. I appreciate it. Thank everyone. Deuce Big, my man. Thank you. Believe that.
Thank you.
Love you.
And thank everybody for calling in tonight. Brother Nick, Brother Wahid, Brother Deuce. I love you, Deuce. I love you, brother. You're an amazing guy, man. You're an amazing guy. Very talented, very intelligent brother. I love you, man. And Shaquille Ali, I love you. Yaya, I love you.
Shaq.
Sadiq Puff, thank you. Thank you, Sadiq Puff, for coming through. Being strong, my man, Smoke, I love you, brother. Thank you for coming through. Emily and Jennifer, Ignite Justice, thank you for coming through.
Azeem,
brother Azeem Majid. Brother Majid, I love you. I love you, brother. And thank you for you and Pop coming through, you know, bringing the shake through. Alhamdulillah. Don't let me forget nobody, y'all, please.
everyone.
Angela.
Angie.
My brother, Emmanuel Asu, Authentically Me, was in the house. Mike, my brother, thank you. E&M Barber Lounge. Who else do we not mention? Brother Willie, we love Brother. Listen, that brother was sharp last night. You hear me?
Right, I was going to say he switched up for real.
That brother looked like Shad for real. That was the real Shad. You hear me?
We could have did a real Shad
on that joint. Listen, he was smoking clean in that joint. I was a little upset. I ain't had no suede shoes on. He was killing it, wasn't he? Hey, that was my brother there.
Come on, man.
And big up to brother came through named Mark. Brother Mark, thank you for coming through. And thank you to Team Lamb. Team Lamb, Israel them for allowing us the venue. And working with us in the venue, we deeply appreciate all of that. And to everyone that supports us and we just ask you to continue to support us. We are in need of donations, and I'm gonna start asking, letting you know that you can send to the Cash App. And we thank you so much for the donations that was given. And we deeply appreciate everybody. Everybody, remember, take this time right now, man. Because, listen, man, Prince, Bun, Fats, life is precious. We only have a blink of an eye, man. And take this time, man, to do something, man, that's going to benefit you in this life and the year after, man. Something that's going to benefit your family, man, and something that's going to benefit your community, your locality. Take this time, man. Don't procrastinate. Don't hesitate. Take this time to do it right now, whatever it could be, you know. And with that, we say good night. Peace. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And everybody, please stay safe. Assalamu alaikum. Good night.
Good night.
Nice.
Shout out, Young Swiss. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. Whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip and start out with a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick can sink a ship. Thinking with your head before you get a shot of one. Remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90 day rule, but we rush it too. In 2 months, we send a text, I love you. In 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and stay stable when nature throws us a curve, but love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, love a friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
Been 2 years and we still running. To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again. I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make a pinky promise that you never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the morning, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do, I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.